Okay, management direction filter is number 6. And the question that you ask for this, you're going to notice what we're looking for is, does the person, are they going to be good at managing themselves and others, others only, or self but not others? And the question you're going to ask is, do you know what you need to do to be a success on a job? If they know what they need to do, then they'll probably be a good self-manager. Then you say, do you know what someone else needs to do in order to be a success on the job? And they'll give you whatever answer they give you. If they say no, then they probably wouldn't be good at managing others. And you say, do you find it easy or not so easy to tell him or her? If they say that they don't find it easy to tell him, that's going to mean one thing. If they find that it is easy to tell him, you know, that'll mean something else. Their answers are going to range between self and others. Like, yes, I do know how to manage. I know what I need to do in order to be successful. I know what other people need to do in order to be successful. And I find it easy to tell them. It's going to be somebody who can manage self and others. If they say, yes, I know what I need to do in order to be successful, but I don't know what other people need to do, and I don't even like to tell them. Or I just think that, you know, I concern myself more with myself, and I don't think that I should really concern myself in other people's business. Let them do their own thing. This is going to be a self-manager only. And somebody says, no, I don't really know what I need to do in order to be successful, but I can tell you what other people need to do. And I find it easy to tell them. In fact, there's a lot of people like that. They say, I don't know what I need to do, but I can tell you what you need to do. Right? That would be others only. They can only manage others. And then there's self, but not others. This is the person that says, yes, I know. Oh, I'm sorry. The question B where it said self only is the person who says, yes, I know what I need to do, but I don't know what someone else needs to do. D, self, but not others would be, yes, I know what I need to do. I know what they need to do, but I don't like to tell them. So that would be self, but not others. And that's going to be important for management. It's a real easy question to ask somebody to know whether or not they're going to be management potential. From self, but not others. The self only may know what they need to do and know what others need to do, but I'm sorry, the self only would know what they need to do, but they don't know what others need to do. The self, that would be B. The self, but not others, knows what they need to do. They know what others need to do, but they don't want to tell them. Maybe not. The issue with this is people usually, like, they don't know what you're asking them. You'd be surprised at how. Yeah, I mean, it's done very conversationally. It's like, I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions, and I'll tell you how to preframe this. You say, I'd like to ask you a few questions. I'm not interested so much in what you think as how you think. Okay, and you just go down the list and you ask them the questions. Actually, I've never had any problem with rapport getting somebody to answer these questions, ever.
And they don't always know
what you're looking for. Because sometimes the question is not as obvious. It's not immediately obvious what you're looking for by them answering that question. It's like personality profiling system. Most personality profiling systems. It may be a little bit. Some of the questions may be a little bit more obvious, but most of them are pretty innocuous. Most of them are pretty innocuous. Where it's like, and you're doing it conversationally as well. And I find that with rapport, people will say just about anything. They don't necessarily know what you're really looking for, and you're doing it conversationally. You're just doing it like, hey, you're just having a conversation, just rapping. Yeah. Number 7, the action filter. When you come into a situation, do you usually act quickly after sizing it up, or do you do a complete study of all the consequences and then act? The response from a person that would be the good manager? Do you know what you need to do in order to be a success on a job? Yes, I do. Do you know what other people need to do in order to be a success? Yeah, generally, I know what other people need to do. Do you find it easy or not so easy to tell them? I find it, it's pretty easy to tell them. Listen to this. Do you find it easy, do you know what you need to do in order to be a success on the job? Yeah, I think I do. I get a pretty good handle on what I need to do. Do you know what other people need to do? Yeah, I think so. I think I know what they need to do as well. Do you find it easy or not so easy to tell them? Well, do you find it easy? Yeah. Do you find it easy or not so easy to tell them? Yeah, I wouldn't say would you. I'd say do. Do you find it easy or not so easy to tell them? Sometimes. It depends. You know, some people just don't want to hear it. Some people, you know, and as you start to hear that answer, you're going, okay, maybe they may have a little challenge with going right to the point and telling somebody. Confrontation, yeah. Not what they're hoping for, willing to do, willing to become. You're just kind of looking, what is the meta program? Yeah. Now, I wouldn't judge everything based on one question either. What I would do is I'd look at the totality of the individual and I'd get an intuitive sense for, hey, is this person going to be good in this position? But I'd look at all this and that would go into my intuitive sense of them as well. Let's see.